Welcome to Friday Evening Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Peace to those who are far off, peace to those who are near. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. He was despised, he was rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, as one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the torments he endured. While we thought he was being punished, struck by God and brought low, he was pierced for our sins, bruised for no fault but ours. His punishment has won our peace, and by his wounds we are healed. We had all strayed like sheep, all taking our own way, but the Lord laid on him the guilt of us all. The day is now past, and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Psalm 37, beginning at verse 18. The Lord cares for the lives of the innocent, and their heritage shall be theirs forever. They shall not be put to shame in the evil days, but in time of famine they shall eat their fill. As for the ungodly, they shall perish. They are the enemies of the Lord. Like fuel in a furnace, they shall vanish away in smoke. The ungodly person borrows but does not repay, but the righteous is gracious and gives. Those who are blessed by God shall possess the land, but those whom he has cursed shall be cut down. If your steps are guided by the Lord, and he delights in your way, though you stumble, you shall not fall headlong, for the Lord holds you by the hand. I have been young and now am old, but I never saw the righteous forsaken, or their children begging their bread. They are ever gracious and lend, and their children shall be blessed. Turn from evil and do good, and you shall dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake his faithful ones. But the unjust shall be destroyed forever, and the children of the ungodly shall be cut down. The just shall possess the land, and they shall dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and their tongue speaks what is right. The law of their God is in their heart, and their footsteps will not slip. The ungodly watch out for the righteous, and seek occasion to slay them. But the Lord will not abandon them to their power. nor let them be condemned when they are judged. Wait for the Lord and hold to his way, and he will raise you up to possess the land, to see the ungodly when they are destroyed. I have seen the ungodly in terrifying power, spreading themselves like a luxuriant tree. I passed by again and they were gone. I searched for them and they could not be found. Observe the blameless and consider the upright, for the peaceable shall have posterity. But transgressors shall be destroyed altogether, and the posterity of the wicked shall be cut down. Deliverance for the righteous shall come from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. The Lord will help them and deliver them. He will save them from the ungodly and deliver them because they come to him for refuge. Holy Spirit, Sanctifier, cleanse us from all hypocrisy. Unite us to one another in the bonds of peace and love, and confirm us in holiness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Exodus, beginning at chapter 4, verse 27. The Lord said to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." So he went. And he met him at the mountain of God and kissed him. Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord, with which he had sent him, and all the signs with which he had charged him. Then Moses and Aaron went and assembled all the elders of the Israelites. Aaron spoke all the words that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and performed the signs in the sight of the people. The people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had given heed to the Israelites, and that he had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, so that they may celebrate a festival to me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should heed him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has revealed himself to us. Let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness to sacrifice to the Lord our God, or he will fall upon us with pestilence or sword." But the king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their work? Get to your labors." Pharaoh continued, "Now they are more numerous than the people of the land, and yet you want them to stop working?" That same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people, as well as their supervisors, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make bricks as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, but you shall require of them the same quantity of bricks as they have made previously. Do not diminish it, for they are lazy. That is why they cry, 'Let us go and offer sacrifice to our God.' Let heavier work be laid on them. Then they will labor at it and pay no attention to deceptive words." So the taskmasters and the supervisors of the people went out and said to the people, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go and get straw yourselves, wherever you can find it, but your work will not be lessened in the least." So the people scattered throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, complete your work, the same daily assignment as when you were given straw. And the supervisors of the Israelites, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, why did you not finish the required quantity of bricks yesterday and today as you did before? Then the Israelite supervisors came to Pharaoh and cried, why do you treat your servants like this? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, make bricks. Look how your servants are beaten. You are unjust to your own people. He said, you are lazy, lazy. That is why you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Go now and work, for no straw shall be given you, but you shall still deliver the same number of bricks. The Israelite supervisors saw that they were in trouble when they were told, you shall not lessen your daily number of bricks. As they left Pharaoh, they came upon Moses and Aaron, who were waiting to meet them. They said to them, the Lord look upon you and judge. You have brought us into bad odor with Pharaoh and his officials, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us. Then Moses turned again to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you mistreated this people? Why did you ever send me? Since I first came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has mistreated this people, and you have done nothing at all to deliver your people. Then the Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. Indeed, by a mighty hand he will let them go. By a mighty hand he will drive them out of his land. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 19, verse 11. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As they were listening to this, he went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. So he said, a noble man went to a distant country to get royal power for himself and then return. He summoned 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 pounds and said to them, do business with these until I come back. But the citizens of his country hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to rule over us. When he returned, having received royal power, he ordered these slaves to whom he had given the money to be summoned so that he might find out what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, Lord, your pound has made 10 more pounds. He said to him, well done, good slave. Because you have been trustworthy in a very small thing, take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. He said to him, and you rule over 5 cities. Then the other came, saying, Lord, here is your pound. I wrapped it in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man. You take what you did not deposit, and you reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked slave. You knew, did you, that I was a harsh man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow? Why then did you not put my money into the bank? Then when I returned, I could have collected it with interest. He said to the bystanders, take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. I tell you, to all those who have more will be given. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they have their being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign with you on earth. To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, we ask you to direct, sanctify, and govern our hearts and bodies in the ways of your law and works of your commandments. By your mighty protection, may we be kept safe in body and soul, serving you and the people with generous and joyful hearts, bringing glory to your holy name. God of grace, hear our prayer. O Lord, our God, we ask for your mercy for the countries of Israel and Ukraine and their people. We ask for your intervention to impart peace as an initiative in the minds of all those at war across the world. We ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Healing God, how great your healing hand that reaches out to those in need. How great your love for your people. We ask you to bestow your healing on all people that are experiencing pain and suffering. Teach us to heal our body, mind, and spirit to end our suffering. We thank you for your healing kindness for all your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Connor, the Church of Ireland. The Diocese of Melbourne. The Parish of Hervey Bay. The Australian Men's Sheds Association. St. Paul's School, Bold Hills. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison chaplaincy ministry teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray. And in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, restore, establish, strengthen us. To him be the dominion for ever and ever. Amen.